Mookie Betts was trying to catch a ball down the right field line.
Yes.
And these Yankee fans tried to, like, you know, rip his arm off.
I do.
And rip a baseball away from him. Yeah, we remember that, right? That was during...
How could we forget it? They were borderline heroes.
Right. I'll never forget where I was, because we did the show from Yankee Stadium. That was before Game 4 of the World Series, and I gave my ticket to Chris Big Mac McMonagle, and he was sitting with Sean and BT and BT's son. And I thought it'd be easy. I'll just mosey around Yankee Stadium. And I couldn't find a place to stand, so I was actually in the Great Hall at Yankee Stadium. That's what they call it, right, Sean? The Great Hall?
Yes.
I was in the Great Hall with my scorebook, geeking out, and I could not believe what I saw. And then, of course, I'm listening to Susan and John because that's the audio they play in the Great Hall. So I'm listening to Susan just destroy these two guys for what they did to Mookie Betts' arm. And I should have been mad, but I was laughing. I thought it was like the funniest thing ever because I couldn't believe what I was watching. So those two guys who have names, should I say their names, by the way, or do we not care?
No, I think we can.
We got Austin Capobianco and John Henson. Now, if you remember at the time, they were ejected from the game and they were banned from Game 5. There is now a report from the New York Post that they are going to be banned indefinitely from attending any MLB games.
Anywhere?
Anywhere. What do you think of that, Teague? Is that too harsh?
I mean, maybe, but I understand when you... I don't want to call it assault because it really wasn't, but technically it was. You assault a player, you probably should be banned. But that seems harsh. Indefinitely? That means forever?
So, yeah. I mean, I guess it could change.
Right,
maybe
right.
In a year they have a chance for an appeal to change the ruling. But the other thing I thought that was interesting, and I didn't know this at the time, I was under the impression, I don't know if you guys were too, that they were season ticket holders to the New York Yankees. Mm. Apparently, both were using the seats of a season ticket holder who'd owned the seat since 1990 and was not in attendance. So it wasn't their tickets. They were in-season ticket holder seats.
Gosh.
And the season ticket holder is said to support the decision to prohibit the two fans from attending any more games.
Wow.
Oh, boy. I have a feeling he was forced into that decision. But okay.
You think so?
I think so. By the way, we didn't know this caveat, right? Because wasn't this part of it that we thought they were real season ticket holders?
That's what they may have said it, but I'm telling you right now, it's been a few months. My thought was there was a story that they were season ticket holders,
right.
But obviously that wasn't the case. They were just sitting in the seats of a season ticket holder.
I feel bad for these guys, man.
Yeah.
In a letter from MLB official attained by the New York Post, the league wrote to the banned fans, quote, "Your conduct posed a serious risk to the health and safety of the player and went far over the line of acceptable fan behavior. Based on your conduct, Major League Baseball is banning you indefinitely from all MLB stadiums, offices, and other facilities."
Mm.
The letter also stated that if they are discovered at any MLB property or event, they will be removed from the premises and subject to arrest for trespass.
Oh, wow.
This is nonsense.
Wow.
This is nonsense, Evan.
I mean, it's deterrent. It's so that no one ever does it again.
All right.
That's why you do this.
So do you think that we're putting this out there publicly, but behind the scenes it's like, look, guys, just don't go sit front row. We're not going to really do this to you.
No, I think it's a deterrent. They're trying to deter anyone from ever doing this again.
Right, but if you're these two guys and you don't want to get arrested, but you can go in disguise and no one's going to notice. Throw on a little mustache or whatever.
But you're not
Valentine.
You're not risking it knowing you could be arrested.
I agree with that. It's not worth the risk.
That's the throw-in. The throw-in isn't just, oh, you're banned, because you're right. Okay, fine, I'll dress up, I'll try to get in.
Right.
That line of, and if we catch you, you're subject to arrest. No one's taking that risk, including those two
Right,
guys.
But if these two guys show up in, I don't know, like Kansas City, do you really think that, I don't know. I understand a Yankee game, a Met game, maybe Boston, something like that. But if they go to some whatever, Pittsburgh or something like that, you think they're really going to arrest these guys?
I don't know. I think with the technology we have now, probably. Probably.
Yeah,
I
it's a little
think
much.
That, well, here's what kind of changed my view on this. Can I tell you how I've evolved?
Sure.
I don't know if you know this, Sean, because you sound very upset. We'll give you the floor to defend that.
Sure.
I'm a season ticket holder, okay? I got season tickets to the New York Knicks, the Brooklyn Nets, the New York Mets, and the New York Jets. And there are days in which I sell my tickets. There are days in which I give my tickets away. There are days in which I go. If someone is in my seat, the seat I pay for, and they act like an absolute ass like this, I'll be very upset. Because you are, at the end of the day, representing me.
Yep.
So if someone was in my seat at a Met playoff game, and look, my seats are very different. You can't interfere in the game action with where I sit.
Yeah.
So I know it's not the same apples to apples comparison. But if you could, I would not be happy. So I understand the ticket guy at Yankee Stadium saying, yeah, ban those asses.
Look, I wouldn't be happy either. And I'm not saying that these guys weren't wrong. The only thing I would caveat or push back on you with is, look, you're selling tickets that you committed to buying season with. You're approaching that like a business partnership for you, which that is not technically the spirit of having season tickets. So I kind of wouldn't feel bad for the season ticket holder in a way. Like, yeah, that kind of is a risk-reward thing.
Right.
However, while I don't think these guys should have ever grabbed Mookie Betts' arm, it was a World Series. They're trying to create some kind of home field advantage. They made
Timeout.
They made a horrible mistake. And if we banned everybody, they didn't murder the guy. If we banned everybody from anything they've ever made a mistake on in life, you know, yelling at a waiter on your bad day, you're never allowed to go back and eat at a restaurant again. Like, I get that there needs to be deterrence, but I mean, these guys clearly love the game of baseball enough. You're going to ban them indefinitely because all they were trying to do was be a 12th man on the field or a 10th man on the field.
I think the only reason they get this ban handed down like this is because they could have hurt Mookie.
They could have, yes. Which
and
is
if they had, can you imagine?
Oh,
I agree.
Right? There'd be charges brought against them.
And there's no doubt about it. I would also just say this. There's a lot of things that happen at baseball games that probably we don't read about and don't have this. Baseball basically champions this Zach Hample who flies around to all these stadiums to catch every ball and write books about it, and yet he's seen knocking over kids to get foul balls. But yet we welcome him back in any ball.
Yeah, but knocking a kid over is not... Mookie Betts is not protected. No, come on, Sean. Now you're going too far.
You hurt a freaking kid getting a foul ball for the 50th
I understand that, but if you go to when they used to be Toys R Us, you have parents, or you go on Black Friday, they're trampling over kids. You can't grab a player's arm. Should they be banned from every stadium indefinitely? By the way, it'll get lifted at some point. No, but you can't touch a player because then you could have the malice in the palace again. And that's the last thing baseball or any sport needs.
It's funny. Not too long ago, right here on this show, about 15 minutes ago, we heard a reference to how last week Sean and Tiki had an argument, and Tiki was so dominant in that argument that he neutered Sean Morash. Remember what that was just referenced? Mm-hmm. No offense, Tiki. There's someone else who neutered Sean Morash in an argument. And it was about this subject.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't on air. It was a private neutering. And that was Susan Waldman. Because Susan Waldman heard Sean Morash defending these guys at the World Series. And Susan walked into the booth where we were broadcasting, the Spanish Yankee booth, and she neutered the crap out of Sean Morash.
It was a tough scene for me. That was a tail between the legs moment, for sure.
So as you're having this discussion about these fans, is there any part of you that hears Susan in your head, just a small part?
Yes. In fact, I'm banking that Susan is not listening to us at 452, which is why I'm adamantly pushing this now. Because I can't face her again in April with this tape.
I do think...
What did she say? What did she say to you?
She said, are you bleeping kidding me? They could have killed Mookie Betts. So far that she went to one of our bosses after and said, are you aware of what this stooge is saying on Afternoon Drive about these fans?
Wow.
She complained about his opinion.
It's great.
It was great. I do think these guys have an opportunity to take advantage of their fame. And I'm sure Barstool will do it, and that's just hire them. And they're the guys who got thrown out of Yankee Stadium, and they could break down Yankee games in front of a TV while drinking and having a good time.
They could become martyrs, for sure. 100%.
They can. They can turn it into a benefit. Now, the negative thing to that is you could take advantage of it, and I think it could work. It will not ingratiate you to Major League Baseball. Like, you almost have to kiss the ring and pray to come back. Look, if I was ever banned from going to baseball games, it would destroy me. Like, you know how much I love it. Like, I would be, I don't know what the hell I would do.
Would you rather a tree fall and hit you or be banned from baseball?
Stop. How about that? A little breaking news around those two numbskulls, if you will.
Right. Breaking news that we'll forget by the weekend.
Yeah. Oh, completely.
We won't care anymore.
Completely. That's why when I saw it, we had to get to it now. Because right. by the time Monday comes, we'll all forget about it. Now, real quick, for everyone out there interested in Aaron Glenn as the next head coach of the New York Jets, I admit I am very easily moved during this hiring process. Because a lot of these candidates, you know, we're kind of learning about for the first time. So in Aaron Glenn's case, I know about him as a player. He was a hell of a New York Jet when he was here in the mid to late 90s, early 2000s. And he's obviously done a great job as defensive coordinator of the Detroit Lions. But if you go back and you watch some old Hard Knocks, you get to hear from Aaron Glenn.